Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up, nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my way.
What up, nigga? What up, folks? It's your man, Beast Bone. Got live on the off-ramp, July 29th, 2013, 11 p.m. Happy Monday. Hope y'all don't have the kids to the Mondays out there. But if you do, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. On the line with my main man, M Extra Money. What's poppin', Chief?
What's going on? What's going on?
Not much, bro. Just first day back to work for me today, yo.
Yeah, how was that?
FMLA, yo. They need to let us stay out for a little bit longer, yo. Only 3 weeks home with a newborn sucks.
Had separation anxiety, yeah.
Nah, yo, I just like not going to work, yo. I got nigga anxiety.
Had nothing to do with the little main man, huh? Just you didn't want to go to work.
Yeah, I ain't doing much but sleeping and chilling. I like being off from work. I mean, if there's a way I can get paid for staying home, I still get that paycheck. We'd be in business.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm pretty sure even staying home all the time gets old pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be disciplined. Otherwise,
yeah.
the day get away from you real quick. That you find out you ain't doing none of your work.
Yeah, because I definitely take a lot of naps.
A lot of naps.
Yeah, sometimes it's good when it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun's beaming, it's 100 degrees, and you just pull your shades down and turn that AC and that fan right on you and just nod out, you know, just for about 45, you know. But.
Nah, I feel you.
Yeah, man, so what's going on in these streets, yo? Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, man. There's a lot of stuff going on, man. You know what I mean? Like, yo, the leaker. You know, he's getting tried on for me, and you wish you'd see a verdict come down.
What a leaker?
The first one, the WikiLeaks dude. First leaker. Not Snowden, but the first one, the very first one that said all that started the gate of the shit.
But he got caught?
Yeah, they caught him.
He's been on trial
this whole time, like right on Fort Meade, yeah.
Yeah, why he ain't get out the country like the other dudes, yo?
Yeah, because he thought what he was doing was right, and he took it upon himself to stand up in court. And plus, he was in the military, so a little different.
Is he facing like life, or is he facing like 4 or 5 years?
That I don't know. I mean, I was trying to look and see, but I don't know how the military courts do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get court-martialed and shit, like the, fuck that movie, I don't know what the movie's called, yeah. But, yeah, A Few Good Men, yeah. I don't know, like, if it's different for, like, the military than it is for, like, you know what I mean, civilian courts. You know what I mean?
Right.
We'll see what the verdict is.
Yeah, let me know when that comes down. I'll look on the internet. I didn't even know they caught one of them dudes. I thought them dudes were supposed to be smart. You know, if you're going to snitch on the government, you should probably leave.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess it's hard, but it's a Bradley Manning, though. That's what it is. That's what it is.
What did he leak?
Like a bunch of classified information. Like, but, oh, yeah, they said he was aiding the enemy, basically. So he could be sentenced to life in prison. So, but
damn.
He pled guilty to, like, a dozen, like, lesser charges. You know what I mean? To, like, basically up to 20 years. But
so he was helping out the enemy? He admitted that?
Well, you know, like he basically delivered, or what he was accused of, delivering like 750,000 pages of classified documentation and videos to like secret sharing sites. So like that's how WikiLeaks got all that documents. And then, you know what I mean? But WikiLeaks had, of course, you know, with the whole First Amendment and the fact that they're over in Europe, they don't have to give up their source. So they haven't really confirmed that they got it from Manning. But, you know, a lot of the material. Because a lot of material, I guess they traced it back to him somehow. I mean, but basically, like, the reason why he's getting charged with, like, the whole, like, prisoner of war or whatever, or selling secrets, because a lot of the stuff had to do with, like, our strategy in Iraq. Gave some stuff about, I think, Afghanistan war. And, like, it talked about, like, inner workings of the State Department and the diplomacy stuff. So, like, he leaked a whole lot of stuff, you know.
See, in our discussion before, like, I don't agree with that. Like, I can understand locking somebody up for years if they did that. I don't understand, like, the other dude who did it because America was spying on Americans, if that's how you feel. I understand that more, right? But if you're leaking stuff about, like, war strategies with warring countries and all that stuff, then I get why you should go to jail, because now you're putting our people in danger for no reason, you know.
Right. Yeah, like, he basically, like, just skimming through a story now, he basically said, like, when he pled to, like, the lesser charges, he said that he said that the information he passed on upset or disturbed him, but there was nothing he thought would harm the United States if it became public. He said that basically he thought that the documents were old and the situations that they referred to had changed or ended. So he was quoted saying, I believe the public was aware of the data. It would start a public debate of the war, because he said that basically, I guess, being over there, he was depressed about the situation, like in Iraq. So because he was an intelligence. Yeah, he was an intelligence analyst, so he had all this information. So, you know what I mean? So basically, that's how, I guess, they called him. So yeah.
Yeah. I got C. Fletch trying to talk to me. She'll never want to get on a radio show, though. She'll be all in my ear pocket, yeah, but she'll never want to talk on the radio. So I'm trying to listen to her and listen to you. And I'm like, yo, say it to the radio. She's like, no. Like, come on, you know. Like, come on. Stop taking your ball and go home, you know. I'm on the show. Yeah, that's for speaking of the courts, yo. Did you hear about the Cleveland dude who kidnapped them girls who got, like, 5 life sentences in 1,000 years, yo?
Yeah.
Why would you give somebody 1,000 years, yo? Like, what? See, this is my problem with court systems. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, give a sentence that makes sense. Say, you're going to stay in jail until the day you die. Why can't you just say that? Why do you have to give somebody 1,000 years? What if they find the fountain of youth and he can live that long? Like, he should never walk
right.
the street. He should understand that he's never getting out of jail. Like, why would you hand
right.
somebody 1,000 years, you know?
Yeah, like, at that point, yeah, you might as well just say life in jail. I mean, I don't understand, like, what's the difference? But, like, what are you trying to prove by giving him more than his life sentence? Like, it's not even realistic at that point. Like, no one's living for 1,000 years. I mean, they could possibly, but, I mean, that's just seriously not, like, it's a lot of doubt in that, right? So, like, why are you even, stupid to me?
Yeah, because I don't understand the whole life sentence either, because life is only 25 or 30 years. Like, why not just say, look, you're staying in jail for the rest of your life? Like, why can't that just be the actual life sentence? Who gives life sentence? When did your life become a certain amount of years? Like, if you want to give somebody 25 years, just give them 25 years. You want to give them 1,000 years, but you can't tell them 25?
That makes sense at all.
Like, and all these people are supposed to be smarter than me. and they probably are. I got no problem admitting when a lot of people are smarter than me. You know, some stuff just, like, sometimes people just need to step back and stop thinking so much.
Right. Yeah, that don't make sense. A lot of that shit don't make sense, honestly, but, man, I guess I don't know, man. It seems like it is what it is. I agree with you. Like, for instance, I don't know if you heard this story, but basically, supposedly, in Louisiana, was it Baton Rouge, Louisiana? Right? So, like, earlier this year, you know, the Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, where basically you can't be, like, discriminatory towards gay people. So, like, all the books where they got sodomy and all that kind of stuff on the books, the states who still have it on the books, they're not really prosecuting because of the fact that the Supreme Court struck down that case, right? And started in Texas, whatever. So, but in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, they've been actually, like, targeting gay men. Like, they actually setting up fake dates and, like, casual. Like, so it'll be like, you know what I mean, no homo, but, like me and you, like, I'm talking to you, trying to get you to have, like, consensual sex with me in a park. And then, like, once you agree, like, me and you talking. So it's not like money prostitution. It's just me and you talking, almost like catfishing. But we meet in a park, and then you get arrested. And then they charge you with sodomy. Like, that's what they've been doing. And I'm like, yo, is Baton Rouge, like, that safe of a state or a city or, you know what I mean, to where that's what they doing right now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there must be zero crime out there because that's what they got tired of doing. You know what I mean? Like, so you mean to tell me that there's no women out there selling their bodies, but you're going out to gay people? Like, you know what I mean? Just to be fair, right? Because you ain't basically, if we having consensual sex in the park and I'm there, male or female, you ain't going out for that lobotomy. But, yeah. Because that probably is about it, but even still, you know what I mean? Like, that's just stupid to me. That's a waste of a law. And they won't take it off their books because they don't want to, like, they don't want to act like they agree with the Supreme Court. So they're not going to take it off their books. But they can't ever charge it because it's unconstitutional. So they're going to keep it on their books. Stupid.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing I heard. Two comments on that. One, I'm going to let you respond to both of these. Have you ever seen the Locked Up Abroad show where the gay dude went to, like, Iraq and the same situation happened? He was gay in Iraq. You know, it's illegal with them Muslims. So a Muslim dude, like, catfished him and got him set up and had him locked up for life. And he had to break out of, like, an Arab jail and come back to America on some old, was that Ben Affleck movie? Like, he pretended like he wasn't who he was. And got on an American plane. Like, that's how he escaped, like, Iraqi prison, because he was a homosexual. And then two, man, them Louisiana people catch fish with their bare hands, yo. Like, I hate to be stereotypical, and my wife's family's from the South, and I love them. And they're smart, intelligent people. But, yo, once you see, like, shows like Duck Dynasty, who are, I mean, they're certified millionaires, but their uncle, he's retarded. You got that one show, what was that one show where they were catching, like, all them alligators on the river? Like, you can't even, like, these dudes,
I understand.
About
they got their own language.
Yeah, yo, them dudes are retarded, yo.
It's that inbreeding, yo.
Yeah, some of that stuff just ain't good, yo. Like, I get it, if the world ends, they'll probably be the ones that survive because they can live off the land, and I'm used to going to a grocery store. But, like, so, like that's amazing, yo. Like, why are you setting up gay people, yo? Like, what job do you have? Like, are these police officers?
Yeah. And they were charging with sodomy, yo. Like, I'm just like, yo, this is so stupid.
How can you get charged with sodomy if you never entered into anyone?
That's the point. That's what makes this all, like, so crazy, right? And, like, the state's attorney isn't prosecuting none of them. So, basically, the whole thing is that they're just trying to embarrass them. So, like, that'll get them to stop doing what they're doing, I guess. I don't know. I have no fucking idea what their deal is. But to me, it's just stupid.
Ain't that like that To Catch a Predator joint where like most of the people get off because it's considered entrapment?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. But when it comes to Predator, though, they kind of set them up to seem that you're going to an underage girl. So it's like the whole your whole thing about that is kind of like you going in with that tent up, you're seeing an underage girl. This joint, they ain't even trying to deceive them like that. Like, it's just like two grown people. But the fact that they're gay, they can say it's sodomy. Like, because, you know, under sodomy laws, it's like, like having sex with animals and all kinds of other crazy stuff. Like, so that's like, that's how they can do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not charging them with like eliciting, like, you know, sexual favors or prostitution or any of those kind of crimes or illicit behavior or public nudity or any other kind of stuff. Like, they're going like sodomy. Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
Like, that's where your taxpayer dollars are going out there.
Yo, and Baton Rouge, that's home of the mighty LSU Tigers. Like, that can't be that. I don't know, man. Some of these country people, yo. Like where my wife's family's from, I consider it country. But they're well-educated. Like, it's a beautiful city, very eclectic. A lot of gay people out there, too, truthfully. But, you know, you can tell, like, it's a nice structure, yo. These got to be people that are just, like, in the woods, yo. Because, like, even if you don't agree with the whole gay lifestyle and all that, I can't imagine people say, oh, they're gay. Let's just try to arrest them and make it annoying. Like, that's, like, that story just shocked me, you know. Like, there are people saying people are gay, you know.
It's crazy. I don't understand it, you know.
Is gay the new black, you
know? Right. I know. That's what it's making it seem like, right? Like, targeting people to front of and then at what point do you, as a human, say, like, you violate my civil rights and start going after the government? You know what I'm saying? And then that's where it goes back to your original thing about how you don't necessarily have a representative jury. And, like, even remember you were talking about how a jury of your peers, and you were talking about you don't understand how a jury of your peers can be somebody who don't even have no males on it. Well, we looked it up, and basically it just says, you just have a jury. It doesn't specifically state how the makeup of the jury is. Like, there's no law saying that you have to have a representative body on the jury. So, like, and that, I think that's a flaw in the Constitution that would never get changed but should, right? Because at the end of the day, how can you say a jury of my peers and yet all my peers aren't even represented? You know what I mean? And they're gonna try, so basically, like, if these people, like, well, I guess my point is, like, so, the, like, if the gay person who just got set up decides to go against the state and goes in the state, and then all of a sudden he got a jury of all people who hate gay people, like, where do you think he's going to go? Like, is that a representative body of what's going on or what?
Yeah, I think you're making a great point. But I want to know, and I think that, yo, we can start, as much as me and you like to argue with each other, I think that me and you could start a movement. Like, but first, what's the definition of peer, though? Because if it's a jury of your peers, and a peer, if we can narrow down what the definition of peer is, then we should be able to march on Washington, son.
I forgot what the specific, like, thing says, but it basically says that they just have to be, like, chosen in a fair manner. Like, you have to be living in the, it gives like specific statutes about like who gets chosen. It can't be selective. Like, everybody has to go out. Like, everybody has to get a notice. And then, you know, everybody has to show up. And then the selection process happens. So it talks more about that selection process, not necessarily like who, like, you can't basically discriminate who can be a part of that selection process, basically. So, like, if you're in a district and you're all Republican district because of gerrymandering or whatever, like, it just sends it out to the whole district, like, it's nothing. Even though you're the only Democrat, like, you're going to get a jury of all Republicans. This is nothing you can do about it. And there's no statute in the Constitution that says, like, it has to be, like, because you're a Democrat and you associate with this group or whatever, you have to have a representative of that kind of group to be in that jury. So it's inherently flawed, is basically what I'm saying.
But I thought that they can tell who can be on a jury and who can't, because that's why they go through the process of picking them with the
prosecutor. That's after the fact. Right. Yeah, that's after the fact, right? So that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you got a, you know what I mean, a defense and lawyer, that's me and you basically narrowing it down to who we think we can be like. You can be like, yeah, I want this person. I'll be like, nah, I don't agree with that. And we can go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until we get a jury makeup. But that's still not representative. Like, it's no, I think it should be more defined. It has to be like, if you're a male, I feel like you should have, like, some males on the jury representative. Like, if you're a female, you should have some females on the jury representative. Like, you know what I mean? I just think that that's encompassing of what you're right.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a female, you know what I mean? Like, if you're a female, and you just got beat up and you're taking your male to court and you get all male jury, like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then the guy, you know what I mean, beat you up but gets found not guilty. Like, if I'm the female, I'm like, yo, I got an all-male jury. That's the first thing I'm pointing to. I got an all-male jury. They didn't see my side. They called me. You know what I mean? They didn't believe me, blah, blah, blah. That's the first thing I'm going to go to.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yo. We need to look up what a peer is, yo. We need to march on Washington, yo.
Yeah. It takes a lot, because it takes a lot to amend the Constitution, though. And that's another problem. So, I mean, you got to go to states.
You
know,
we can
states
do it, yeah. We got Barack Obama in there, yo. Yeah, I don't mind getting arrested for a day. They would only put us in a holding cell. Like, if we tried to, like, bust in Congress, yo, they would only put us in jail for, like, a day, yo. I could do a night in the box, yo. Three hots in the pot.
Word. I don't know. I ain't built for jail, yo.
Yo, for a night, yo, you could do a night for, it's for the good of your kids, yo. It's to make sure your kids always have a fair trial, yo. We're not getting locked up for hustling. You know what I mean? Those days are over. We doing the right stuff, yo. Making these people listen to us, yo.
Right. Yeah, I could probably do it night, yeah. I could do the night, yeah. Just can't do the
no,
five.
The
yeah. Can't do the five.
Yeah. Yo, on a lighter note, yo, what you think of the whole A-Rod joint, yo? What you think about this whole baseball and steroids issue, yo?
This is my thing. So I think they need to change the rules for the Hall of Fame. So actually my thing is 2 points. First of all, Hall of Fame needs to be changed, because at the end of the day, I think you got to – this is why I hate baseball and the people who talk about baseball, because it's the oldest – technically the oldest sport, I guess, besides the Olympics, right? They feel like it has some nostalgia behind it, and it probably does, and rightfully so. But it acts like – the people who talk about it, the historians, act like shit never changed. You know what I mean? They talk about character issues, but they never talk about Babe Ruth being drunk and shit all the damn time. But they'll highlight Babe Ruth and what he did. What about how much, you know what I mean? What about his character? Like, they want to talk about Bond's character. Like, what about Babe Ruth's character? How come they don't talk about that? But he in the Hall of Fame, right? Like, and they're talking about I'm protecting the history of baseball. Like, what history? The history has been gone. Like, you know what I mean? It's gone and passed as a new era. There's eras in every sport, right? And I think with the whole Bonds thing, I think in steroids in general, like that era, everybody was doing it. There was no testing. No one, you know what I mean? It was not illegal. And then, so at that point, you got to take that era for what it was, whether you put an asterisk by it, whatever, let the number speak for itself, and be it as may be, you know what I mean? Because now they have laws. So now you move into the law of, we cut down on all this. We have laws now against the books. Now this era. And in terms of A-Rod, he's just an idiot. Like, he's an idiot. Like, he's worse than the Hernandez in my case. And I'm going to tell you why. Because this dude was paid. Right? If you got all that money, why are you allowing a doctor to come to your house to inject you? You are a... almost like he's like a millionaire, three, like his contract is huge. Fly to goddamn Puerto Rico some damn where and get the shot, yo. Like, why are you in the U.S. taking this shot if that's what you need to do, yo? It ain't nothing but a $500 plane ticket out of the state. you know, out of this country to get your shots, yo. Like, I don't understand, yo. I don't understand these athletes who got all this money who's still getting caught, yo. I just don't understand it, yo. Like, I would be caught dead with you at my house, yo. What Biggie say, yo? Never tell crack where you rest at, yo. What the fuck is all these people, yo? They need to clear
out your body to listen to Sex Abandonment, yo.
Yo, Hernandez, I know he knew. He knew what 10 Crack Commandments was. Yo, what the fuck is wrong with him, too? He's the same. I mean, these people are dumb, you know? I don't understand it.
They might know what that murder weapon is, yo.
Right?
They're going to look for it tonight. So they might have the murder weapon.
He's a rat, yo. As soon as they find that, yo, it's a rat for that kid, yo. It's a rat. That's the only thing he holding on to.
And why are you a millionaire killing people, yo? Like, obviously, they know you. Like, it's one thing if I killed someone, no one knows me. It'd even be tough for me to get away with murder because I'm 6'2", 330 pounds. It's going to be tough for people to be nonchalant. Imagine if you're on the New England Patriots. You're in the Northeast. You're in Connecticut. Why are you shooting people? You're Mexican in Connecticut. Why are you shooting people?
Yeah, exactly. Who has ties to all this other stuff, too? Like, it's not like he was just this, like, you know, got pushed to his limit and his back was against the wall and he was, like, got threatened. And, like, he knew what the hell he's doing. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand. You got millions, yo. Yeah, you ain't in college no more, not making no dough. Like, you mean to tell me you couldn't have somebody put a hit on somebody? You couldn't do that? At least that? That's harder to prove than you doing it yourself. You mean to tell me you couldn't spike his drink or something, yo? Like, roofie that dude? Like, you mean to tell me you couldn't do something, yo? Like, come on, man.
Like, it's crazy. These people, boo, I tell you what, man.
The wrong people got money in this country. How about that? The wrong people got money.
Yeah, yo, because that's just dumb, yo. Like, I still can't believe that. Can't believe A-Rod. You're right. Like, come on, A-Rod. You got to be the only person to sign a $200 million contract. And you're just dumb. Like, why even start taking more steroids? You're guaranteed the money. Just, you already
right.
got caught. Well, everybody knows you
right.
stink. Might as well just go out swinging, stinking. And just collect
right.
your dough sheet.
Right. I mean, I fought. Like that's the thing. You make a good point. Yo, their contracts are guaranteed. Yo, who cares whether you stink it up? Yeah. You got the money, yo. You already got the dough. At least if you're in football, yo, you're trying to play for the next, which not even trying to get off topic, which sucks for your boy Macklin and a contract you're tearing his ACL, you know. It say a lot about your organization. It say a lot about your organization. I know business is business, but it say a lot about the Eagles organization if they bring that dude back. Even if it's just like a 1-year deal to try to like let him play for the next deal or something, but to just like cut him right off the break after he cuts ACL during contract year, yo. I know it's business, but I don't know.
Really?
What you think y'all gonna bring him back at least?
They already said that they was going to bring him back. They said they want him to work out in the facility. He's a high character guy that they want on the team. And they saw what kind of year he was going to have. They already said they was going to bring him back. Now the price is just going to be a whole lot cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, they could say a lot though. Yeah, I'm just saying. Do you think they're going to just be? You know what I mean? Are you definitely going to do it, or you think? Yeah, they may not.
Yeah. What? Yeah, we'll do it because Macklin is smart. He's quick. You know what I mean? Like with Chip Kelly's offense is predicated on tempo, so you got to know the plays. You know, he's a Missouri guy. He's a 3A GPA guy. Like, we're not running 50-yard outs or 40-yard outs. You know what I mean? We're going to be high slants, quick post corners, check read. So he'll be smart, and he can catch, so he'll be smart enough to always be able to stay on the team, even if he isn't as fast as he used to be.
Hey, well, listen, I know it's our time, but I just hope y'all don't, so he can come to the Bay. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Yeah. I hope the Bay swallows Candlestick Park, man. But yo, until tomorrow, my brother, I get up, Ollie.